So I get this email, see. My buddy Captain Lawrence has had some yahoo drop off a derelict fifth wheel trailer on the frontage road to his business. He's pissed, but he also sees a golden opportunity to tweak old Skeeter about South End riffraff, CC and me along with his scree to the Crab Cracker, our quasi-literary newspaper calendar of all local events. Rather than summarize it, here's the text. Has the secession of the South End from the North begun anew, he asks. Jumpin' Jehoshaphat and criminy, folks, I do believe a new civil war has begun, and can secession of the South Enders from the North Enders be far behind? I mean, what else can explain the sudden appearance on the doorsteps of the peace-loving businesses south of our beloved Camino Vet Clinic of what has to be the quintessential and classic abode of those redneck, moonshine, and nettle wine-drinking folks led by, and I suspect egged on by, Skeeter Daddle and his ilk? Sometime in the wee hours of Thursday, July 16th, most likely between 5 and 7 a.m., a decrepit, fallen-apart, partially wheelless, 30-foot or better fifth-wheel trailer was dumped on the easement road serving all of the businesses from Camino Sale and John Sue Mirror all the way north to the vet clinic. And with nary a fare-thee-well or request for permission. I mean, these folks have to be well-endowed, if you get my drift. It would have been nearly or all the way daylight with going to work traffic whizzing by. And the towing vehicle would not have probably been some little wimpy cart. Egad, I mean, we have dumpers all over this island, people who are too cheap or too lazy to take their garbage to the dump, as we used to call it before it got all fancified, to transfer station. Well, now I know that them is fighting worse, so how do we know it came from the south, you may well ask. Well, we done fingered out that by the deep scratch marks left in the pavement by a dragging part of the trailer, still visible if you care to look, that begin a few hundred feet south of the Camino Hill East Camino Junction and swerve very nicely and definitively into our common driveway and down to its current resting place. Now, it will be moved one way or the other because the last owner of record lives on this here island. He claims he sold it but can't find the documents to prove it, and so under the law he may be on the hook. But that's not really who we're looking for. I'm pretty sure the last owner record did not dump the trailer there, but someone did, and we would dearly love to find that someone. If anyone recognizes this pig and can tell us where it may have come from, there is a small cash reward waiting, and I mean really small, $50 small. Call in privacy and confidence and tell us what you think you know. If the info checks out, you get the bucks. Telephone number there. My apologies, Skeeter. Put your double barrel away, please. Note, the Salty Dog runs a charter boat and sailor instruction business on our beautiful island and gets just downright bent out of shape by people who dump their garbage on our roads and yards and our beautiful waters. Well, here, in its entirety, is Skeeter's response. Okay, okay, Captain. We just thought this would make a nice B&B up there by the dump. That or a Motel 3, someplace a little more affordable than the Camino Inn. And yeah, we might have neglected to get the necessary permits, and maybe we didn't meet county commercial codes, but us startup entrepreneurs ought to get some breaks. After all, we're the job creators. Admittedly, we should have washed the rig, but come on, we're conserving precious groundwater. Think eco-tourism. We already have August and September pretty nearly booked, so I'm hoping we can find some common ground here, Lawrence, maybe cut you in on part of the rental income. We sure don't need negative publicity, and if you would consider maybe, 10% of the profits after deducting our heavy advertising campaign, soon to come, we would be happy to give you name and rights. How does Bomb Bungalow sound to you? Kind of has a nice ring, doesn't it? Personally, I was advocating a meth lab in that location, but my partners pointed out the proximity to the sheriff's shack, a building not a hell of a lot nicer than our fifth wheeler. Worst case, I guess we could go head to head, no pun intended, with the Bud Hut. But I think you'll agree, given the aforementioned 10%, the Bomb Bungalows, yes, plural, once we get a few more rentals in there, would be a better fit for the touring public. Our attorney, Bubba Frist III, will provide you with all the contracts and paperwork at your earliest convenience. If you have any further questions or concerns, contact me through the Crab Cracker, our lead advertising agency. Sincerely, as always, Skeeter. Now, the sad part, well, or maybe the hilarious part, I thought I recognized that fifth wheeler. So when I saw one of my bandmates, I asked nonchalantly, "Did you get rid of your trailer?" Yeah, she said, I put it on Craigslist and some guy from up island came for it, free. But he had to bring spare tires. The old ones were rotted down to the hubs. Well, the sheriff found the old owner, but he'd never transferred title, and neither had my bandmate's boyfriend, so now the trailer was legally abandoned off the highway. Maybe illegally abandoned off the highway, I don't know. I'm sure Captain Lawrence is worried he'll inherit the Hulk, but I don't think so. The guy who hauled it off had a buddy, and when they were scrutinizing the trailer, purportedly for scrap potential, his buddy whispered, this is way better than yours. On the South End, we call this recycling. Up island, they're treating this as a crime. I admit, I'm torn whether to contact the sheriff, but I may let the skipper know just to hang on. Our boy is looking for fresh tires so he can get it back to his place. In the end, I suspect everybody's going to win.